Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the Dr. Sarah Let's Talk About It Blog Talk Radio Show. And I'm your host, Dr. Sarah Brodsky. So, we are going to start off the show today with the segment on conscious relationships. And this is the continuation of exploring the seven C's, or let's say the official title being Traveling the Seven C's, seven components to generating, creating, and sustaining conscious relationships, which is a chapter that I wrote in the book, Relationships Done Easy, Creating Delicious Possibilities. You know, I giggle on that every time because I just love that title and I can't help it. But anyway, so we are going to start with me sharing with you what the seven C's are. It's just a recap so you know basically what they are. And then I'm going to share with you the tool that I have shared with you before called the Conscious Relationship Compass, which is used as a way to then explore if indeed you are coming from a conscious space within your relationship and or if your relationship is functioning from a conscious way of being. Now, I'm going to share with you what the seven C's are, and they are clear, choice, caring, contribution, change, creating, and connection. And in the chapter, they are set up in form of a tool called the Conscious Relationship Compass. So if you happen to have the book and you would like to follow along, I'm going to read to you from page 62, discussing the Conscious Relationship Compass. So it serves as a pragmatic and systematic tool that allows you to see if your current relationships are functioning from a conscious space. Not only does it assist in generating greater awareness regarding existing relationships, but it also allows for the possibility of creating new sustainable ones with ease. So the Conscious Relationship Compass is easy to use. And what I'd like you to do is start by bringing into your awareness a current relationship that you would like to focus on. Now, in the chapter, you can also explore what it would be like to start fresh and new with a relationship and look at it from that point of view. But for the purpose of this show, I would like you to tune in to a current relationship that you're in that you can kind of gauge whether or not this particular C is in a light space for you or if it's in a heavy space for you. So the C that we're going to speak about tonight or that to you about tonight is change. Now let me read to you a description on what change is according to the Conscious Relationship Compass. So change, choosing something different in order to create a different result. In conscious relationships, it is about being willing to be in the ebb and flow of life and remaining open to the possibility of choosing differently if something is not working. So now what we're going to do is we're going to jump to the portion of the questions. Now, if change is heavy for you in this relationship, explore these questions. Would I like to change it? Can it be changed? How do I change it? Possible here that I haven't considered. And what other questions can I ask that would bring in greater awareness? So anything that won't allow that, let's take a deep breath in and breathe out and clear the energy of anywhere that you are having any limitation of changing change in your relationship. It sounds really interesting, changing change. But hey, if change isn't possible in your relationship, it really can hinder whether or not it's in a conscious space. So be with that this week and see what you notice. And next week, we'll explore another C. There's only two remaining, but we will definitely delve into the next one next week. Now, for the topic of this show, and that is magic and miracles. Oh, I'm so excited to explore this space with you, and I am so excited to have the guest on as well who will speak to this, and I will surprise you with who that is when the time comes. But I thought I would start with doing a guided exercise with you that will allow you to tap into the space of miracles. So when I say magic and miracles, what comes to your awareness? What's the first thing that you notice? Are these energies or spaces that are familiar to you? Or do you find that those things happen to other people or for other people, but not you? And everywhere that limitation is, we will definitely clear as we go along. And what do you notice? So we are going to do a guided exercise today, like we did last time, but this one's a little different. This is a modified version of a somewhat meditation that does come from Access Consciousness and a set of tools and system that I've been sharing with you all along here. And I'm really excited to be able to do this guided exercise with you. So I'm going to have you go ahead now and close your eyes and bring your attention to your breathing. And go ahead now and take a nice deep breath. And now release it with total ease. So now I would like you to get the energy of you as a miracle in every space and time you have ever experienced it and or have ever been one. Get the energy of that permeating every aspect of your current reality. And get the energy of that infecting the totality of planet Earth. Earth itself becomes a miracle. You are the miracle walking here on this planet, being here on this planet, and being the gift that you are. Get that energy. What if every step you took was a moment of miracle? Gifted to planet Earth, and being able to perceive, know, be, and receive you as the gift that you are, that no words and is totally inconceivable and unfathomable, and actually that is choose able now. Now expand out to the greatest degree you can. Until there is no way you are not nurturing the earth and nurturing the future and being the source of creation that you've never been before but have always known that you could be. And now choose to change that which you can change 5,000 molecules at a time. And again, and again, and again, and again. And ask what else you can be that would actualize a totally different reality. And what else are you that you haven't acknowledged that would actualize a totally different reality? And what space and what communion and what consciousness are you that would actualize a totally different reality now? Now, holding on to that energy, all of that, and open your eyes. And now be that walking and talking upon the earth. So, I have some more questions for you. And then we'll clear anything that won't allow you to tap into this space. So what if you were to choose to be in the receiving and being of the energy and space of magic and miracles? What would that be like? What would it take to allow that, to choose that? And what would it take to clear anything that won't allow that? Everything that is, would you like to clear that now? So go ahead and take a deep breath in. All the limitations that won't allow that, and now release it out on the exhale, clearing a space to allow the miracle and magic to come in with ease. Thank you. Now, I am going to bring on the guests of the show. So I would like to formally introduce to you my guest, Brian Stovall. Now, not only is Brian an Access Consciousness Certified Facilitator, he is also trained in a number of different healing modalities, all of which have allowed him to facilitate personal clearings, space clearings, energy sessions, classes, and events since 1998. He formed a business called Activate One in 2010, as a way to present a wide array of energy healing options to individuals, shops, and businesses all around the world. So to learn more about Brian and all his amazingness, you can feel free to visit his website at www.activateone.com. So without further ado, I would love to introduce to you and bring Brian on the show. Hi, Brian.
Hello. Yay.
Welcome.
Such a pleasure to be here.
Yay. Oh, I'm so glad you're here. And we get to talk about the amazingness about magic and miracles. And I'm so excited to hear what you have to share on that and how our dialogue will go. And yeah, and I can't wait to get started.
Wow. I am so excited too, because the energy from the call, even before the call, has just been just expanding out. And so I'm so excited for everybody on this call and everybody that receives it and grows with it. So what magic and miracle are you already? And what magic and miracle can you choose is what I'd be starting with right here. It's like, wow. All these things are just there already for you. It's not like you have to go find them. You have to go search for them or look for them. They're here. They're already here for you.
Yes.
You already are that, you know? And so, and we often forget that. Maybe somebody
yes.
told you that you weren't that. Maybe you decided you weren't that. So it's all those things. It's like all the things that you've put in your own way. And so what have you made more powerful than you that actually is not? And that's
yes.
what I'm wondering. Wow. So,
and
yes.
And that speaks to so much. Yeah, I was going to say it speaks to so much of that. And I love the point that you bring up of we are it already. It's basically having to get out of our own way and all the limitations that our mind tends to put on us, or all the points of view of people around in the world that tend to cut us off from what we be that we know we be already. And that basically is the magic and miracles. It's that space of consciousness that if we just tap yeah. into it and be open to just being those energies, they can come in. Because have you ever noticed, this has been my awareness, that when nothing is there is when the moment something miraculous happens. Like there's an ease to it that's like no other.
Yeah, there's just so much possibility in that space. And that's what I would say there is like, what choice can you make in that space and what possibility is going to be more available to you when you choose from that space? And so it's just all these different things that you can actually choose that are beyond what everybody else is telling you you can choose. And so what do
yes.
you know that you know? And everywhere you've been listening to everyone else, and what they've been choosing or what they've been saying or what they've been saying is possible is like, what do you know? And trust you.
Yes.
And choose from there.
I love that. And I sense our listeners are really open to that possibility. Like it's coming in a new way that has never come in before. And when we can actually call out the things that are heavy and clear them, and like we've been doing and everything that you're showing up with, it's like then we can actually choose to get clear on what it is that we would like. And by being clear and being in the choice, it allows these things to show up. And I sense a lot of times the show up is the magic, is the miracle. That if we could get out of what we think it would be or how it comes in, then it happens more often than it would otherwise. Because I'm aware of the awe of when something happens that's miraculous, it wasn't planned. It wasn't expected. And so when we're not in a place of trying to make everything solid and linear, which is where this world functions from, then it can be so cool. Like, I find that it can happen all the time. And it's so much fun.
Yes. That is so much fun, and that's so wonderful. And I would also want to look at or invite you to look at, and it would be a better word for me, and so invite you to look at what miracles are you not acknowledging that actually are miracles. And
yes.
Everywhere you're like qualifying the miracles rather than just acknowledging the miracles, would you just let that go?
Yeah.
Like you were saying, take a deep breath in and breathe it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, breathe
and
that
out,
out because that's not working
breathe
for you
out.
Probably.
That's right.
So.
And everyone out there where you've limited yourself in that receiving, yes, release it now.
Yes. So, because
love
cause,
it.
And also that qualifying is what's actually becoming a conclusion. And so, because if you look at it, then even if it's this really small miracle, okay, or is it just a magic and miracle that you already are? And does it have the infinite capacity to expand out to be whatever it requires? And whatever you require, and can it just shift and change everything for you? So
yes.
Everywhere you've like made it small or made it limited or bought somebody's lie about it, would you just breathe that in for a second and just breathe it out?
Woo!
Cause,
yeah.
Wow. That is not yours to hold any longer. And I would invite you to ask that question. Is this even mine?
Yes. And the listeners do know the return to sender. So that's a
beautiful.
Great one to clear with return to sender. And it brings up an amazing point that you have about the small. It's almost like when there's the energy of magic and miracles, there's really the capacity for it to come in one right after the other. And everything and every conscious choice really contributes to the next, to the next, the next, and so do the miracle that you be and the magic that you be. Everything is a contribution to everything. Even if something comes in heavy, who's to say that's not a miracle? It may not be light and fluffy all the time, because a lot of times I'm aware that heavy things may have to come in order to open up other possibilities that wouldn't be possible unless that heavy came in. And there's so much going on in the world right now where we may not be able to make cognitive sense of it. However, all this change that's happening is bringing it up for things to come in, like you and I are, Brian, with the show, coming in so it can seriously blow it off the grid, like get it to a place where we haven't been able to go before. So we're not even meant to deem the heavy as wrong or bad. It's just something that's meant to come up that could actually be a miracle.
Of course. And wow. Yeah. What more of a miracle can you be? And what more can you acknowledge? It's like looking at what is already a miracle in your life and acknowledging those things. And then like you talked about, letting that show up more for you and asking it for it to actually show up more for you. Hey, that's amazing. How can I have more of that?
Yes. And more and more and more.
Of
and
course.
Clearing all and this so, other heavy stuff.
Well, yeah, yeah. And so, yeah, what have you defined as a miracle or magic and that actually isn't? And will you now let that go? Breathe that in and breathe that out. And you can actually be the miracle now. Like, be it. Choose it.
Yes.
That's just, it sounds so simple, and I'm not discounting it whatsoever. It's just, it's available there for you. You have to be it and choose it. Just choose it. And then the more you choose it, the more it can show up for you. And the more you can just be it.
And the more space that will allow for it to come in. And that's where, what I really appreciate about these tools and specifically Access Consciousness and everything that we get to receive from it is it clears the good, the bad, and the ugly. It clears it all. And it allows us to see the other side of whatever it is we're not seeing. So by us acknowledging that magic and miracles, it can come in all these different ways and all these different forms in a way that we get out of our own way with, it makes it infinitely possible for things to show up differently in this reality. So sometimes you have to be that potent being in order for the change to happen. And other times it's just like, oh, I can choose for it to just come in like ease. It's like it all can be ease, I suppose. However, it's almost like we have to follow the energy according to what is necessary. So it doesn't have to be all positive or negative. It's just whatever the energy requires in order for that to come in to basically blow it out of this existence, which is what we were talking about before the show.
Yes. Yes.
Blowing it right out.
So, yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, what magic of miracle and being can you be to change everything and choose more?
Yes.
And just,
yes.
Wow, there's just an energy right there that's just so amazing. It's such a potential energy right there, and it's just choice. It's like choose to be more. And it's an invitation, and it's inviting you to be more of you. It's not us inviting you. It's the energy of you inviting you. And we're just, like, being here with you and saying, hey, look, it's right here. You can choose it, too.
Yes. Exactly. It's just a simple choice, and you just have to be open to choosing it. Like you said, I love that, what you brought in, the invitation. That is so yummy. The invitation to be the magic and miracle that you already be, that if you would just choose it, would allow you to be free and in the choice of being you. So anything that won't allow that, let's release that now. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Whew. Wow. That is awesome.
So,
and what else is possible now?
Yeah, what else is possible now? And I would like to speak to something. We're in such a yummy place, but there's also an energy of this to me, and that's what I would like to speak about, is like all the spells, all the hexes, all the different things that you hear them every day. You hear them, say them every day. You say, I can't. No, all those things, those are the spells, the hexes, those curses, whatever you want to call them, you know, but you're doing that every day to yourself. And so what energy, space, and consciousness can you be to be beyond that and to choose more of you and be the magic and miracle that you already are and set the lies down?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so... let's clear that out. Anything doesn't allow you to be that, to just breathe that in and set those lies and those, whatever you might want to call them, curses, hexes, whatever they are, however you're stopping you, Will you just set those
down and
breathe that out?
Whatever's blocking you. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, breathe that out. So, wow. Like, you are magic. And you can create whatever you desire. You just have to actually ask for it and create it. And so, and be that magic
yes.
and that miracle that you already are. And so put that out into the universe. Like, really just ask for that. What would it take for me to have this in my life?
Yes. And from that space of consciousness that you're just accessing right there, Brian, and speaking to, the magic and miracles are the most pragmatic thing possible there. It's the most pragmatic thing on earth when we can be that space. So that I'm just like, wow, that is so awesome. And that whole idea of creating and generating, which is really, if we choose that now, can contribute to a light future. And that's what's really amazing about this. It's not just about being conscious now. It's about being conscious and in the magic and miracles of how this can contribute to a greater future. And I think that's just like such a beautiful thing to look at and to acknowledge. And speaking of the future, because our time literally flew by, I would love for you to come back on the show if you would be willing to, so we can continue this conversation.
I would love to. Yeah, I would love to. Enjoyable, and I'm very grateful.
Oh, I am so grateful that you are on. And this is just the tip of the iceberg of the possibilities of what else we can explore, Brian. So I would love to have you back on, and we will definitely make that happen at some point here. So thank you so much for coming
on. Okay, wonderful.
Oh,
you're so welcome. I'm so grateful to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. And now, my friends, it's that portion of the show, the question of the week. And so based on what Brian and I were just speaking about, here is a great question just to be with and to clear on. And the question is, what magical and miraculous being have you been unwilling to be? So even though we've cleared that a lot already on the show, be with that question. What magical and miraculous being have you been unwilling to be? Now, remember, it's not about getting an answer to this question. It's just about being in that energy, in that space of it. And just see what you notice this week and what comes up. And feel free to post it here on this radio page or on my Facebook page, the Dr. Sarah Facebook page. You can also email me at radio@drsarahbrotsky.com. All the information is on the radio page here. So I am so excited about next week's episode, and we have a very fascinating guest on, and her name is Stephanie Kay. Now, Stephanie is a Detroit, Michigan-based female vocal pop singer and songwriter whose debut 5-track set recording, Troublemaker, has earned her a reputation around the globe. She has been featured on Inside Edition, Fox, as well as Huffington Post and numerous other programs. So join Stephanie and I next week on the show, where we will continue the conversation on living consciously, and we'll bring you some really fun and cool pragmatic tools to play with. So we look forward to you joining us, and that show will air next Monday, November the 19th at 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So, my friends, I'd like to close the show today by thanking my guest, Brian Stovall, for joining us and talking about miracles and magic. And I'd like to thank you, the listeners, for your amazing energy and contribution. I truly, truly, truly couldn't do it without you. So thank you, and continue being part of this program and part of all the social media. I'm so grateful. And I also like to acknowledge how grateful I am to be your host. And I so look forward to continuing being part of this journey with you. So go forth this week knowing I have your back, knowing that you being you and the difference that you be is the difference this world requires and desires. So again, go forth and be. And I'll look forward to talking to you again next time. Bye.